الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربنا هب لنا ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين، واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners, we welcome you to this program, Ulumul Quran. We start off with a virtue of the recitation of the Quran Sharif, just to activate our souls, so just to get ourselves going in the right direction. An Uqbah ibn Amir radiallahu anhu قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لو جعل القرآن في إهاب ثم ألقي في النار ما احترق. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if the Quran Sharif, the virtues of the Quran Sharif, if the Quran Sharif is placed in a skin and then put in the fire, it will not get burned. The scholars of hadith have interpreted this hadith in two ways. Some of them take the word skin and fire in the literal sense. In this case, the hadith refers to a miracle which was particularly in the lifetime of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the same way as the miracles of other prophets were specific to their lifetime. In the second case, if you're looking at the second meaning, second case, the word fire means the fire of hell. Thus, the application of the hadith is general and not confined to any particular period. It means that if any hafiz of the Quran Sharif were cast in due to any crime on his part, the hellfire will not affect him. In another hadith, it is said that the fire will not even touch him. The second interpretation of the above-mentioned hadith is also supported by another hadith, and this is reported by Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, and also given in the book of Sharh Sunnah by Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayh, who says, learn the Quran by heart, because Almighty Allah Azawajal does not punish the heart which contains the Quran Sharif. So in these meanings, this hadith is clear and confirmed by the Quran Sharif. Those who regard memorizing the Quran Sharif as useless should, for Allah's sake, ponder over these merits. The last mentioned one alone should prompt everybody to dedicate his life to learning the Quran Sharif by heart, because there is no one who has committed sins and does not deserve the fire of hell. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this ability and give us this ability to memorize the Quran Sharif and to learn it and look after it and not abuse it. If you look at another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, and on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, ta'allamu al-Qur'an faqra'uh, that read the Quran, learn the Quran Sharif and read the Quran Sharif. فَإِنَّ مَثَلَ الْقُرْآنِ لِمَنْ تَعَلَّمَ فَقَرَأَ وَقَامَ بِهِ كَمَثَلِ جِرَابٍ مَحْشُوٍ مِسْكًا تَفُوحُ رِيحُهُ كُلَّ مَكَانٍ. That learn the Quran Sharif, read the Quran Sharif. Verily, the similitude of the Quran Sharif for the one who learns it and reads it. وَقَامَ بِهِ, he stands in tahajjud salah with it. كَمَثَلِ جِرَابٍ مَحْشُوٍ مِسْكًا تَفُوهُ رِيحُهُ كُلَّ مَكَانٍ, is like an open bag full of musk. And وَمَثَلُ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَهُ فَرَقَدَ, another person, the similitude of the person who learns the Quran Sharif, he learnt it, and then فَرَقَدَ, he sleeps, وَهُوَ فِي جَوْفِهِ, and it is preserved, and it is, he learnt it, it is there, it is in his, it's, he's preserved the Quran Sharif. It is like وَهُوَ فِي جَوْفِهِ كَمَثَلِ جِرَابٍ أُوكِيَ عَلَى مِسْكٍ, it is like a bag full of musk, but with its mouth that is closed. So here, Mulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi mentions a person who's a hafiz. He reads the Quran, he learnt it and he's reading it. He's like an open bag full of musk. He's reading it in the house. That voice is traveling to the different rooms. And the parents are listening to their beautiful son recite the Quran Sharif. Then this is beneficial. And it is like an open bag full of musk. This is why our seniors mentioned to us that we should be dedicating some time daily to recite the Quran Sharif loudly in the house, to recite it loudly in the house, so that this beautiful words, you see, when you put Allah Azawajal's name on the wall, it attracts nur, it attracts nur. And when you put the television, it attracts shaitan, it attracts all that filth, and you are bringing all of this. That is why when there is conflict of the two, the one is attracting nur, the one is attracting darkness. When this conflict takes place, then you will find that the jinn kind, they affect many of these people. So that is why refrain, even on our phones, do not look at haram. Save yourselves from all of this here. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions the one who learns the Quran Sharif, he reads the Quran Sharif, is like an open bag full of musk, and it is traveling. This fragrance spreads over the entire house and or the entire place. وَمَثَلُ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَهُ, the similitude of that person who learns the Quran Sharif, فَرَقَدَ, he sleeps, وَهُوَ فِي جَوْفِهِ, and his similitude is like a bag full of musk, but أُوكِيَ عَلَى مِسْكِن, the musk is closed with his mouth closed. Now, Sheikh al-Hadith, Mulana Zakaria, rahmatullah alayhi, is mentioning that a hafid is beneficial whether he's reading the Quran Sharif or he's sleeping. He's reading the Quran Sharif, that's an open bag full of musk. And he's sleeping, he still has that musk with him. And another person who doesn't have the Quran Sharif, he's totally deprived. Because he's not reading, he doesn't have anything, he's totally deprived. Whereas a hafid, he's got all these benefits that is on his name. Another hadith we just do. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna alladhi laysa fi jawfi shay'un min al-Qur'an kal-bayt al-kharibi. This is narration of Tirmidhi. The previous narration also, narration of Tirmidhi and Nasai and Ibn Majah. This narration here is the narration of Tirmidhi. A person whose heart has no part of the Quran Sharif in it. He in whose heart there is no part of the Quran Sharif is like a deserted house. Absolutely nothing. Like an empty home. Totally barren. Totally bare. This is it. A person who doesn't have any portion of the Quran Sharif in his heart, this is his condition. It is like a home that is totally barren, deserted. The allusion to a deserted house has a subtle meaning, which is expressed by the proverb that an idle man's brain is the devil's workshop. You know the English saying, an idle man's brain is the devil's workshop. Similarly, a heart devoid of the Quran Sharif gets more and more possessed by shaitan. What an emphasis is there in this hadith for memorizing the Quran Sharif, that the heart which has not secured it has been likened to a deserted house. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, in the house where the Quran Sharif is read, the household members increase, virtues and blessings multiply, angels descend upon them, and shaitan quits the house. Whereas the house in which the Quran Sharif is not recited, life therein becomes straitened and devoid of blessings. Angels leave the home and shaitan ravages it. See the benefits of reciting the Quran Sharif. O parents, your son is reading in the Quran Sharif in the house. Your children are reading Quran Sharif. Masha Allah. Encourage them. You also read. You also learn. And these benefits will accrue unto your name too. Look at this. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, and there's so many ahadith with regards to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned qira'atul Qur'an fi salah afdalu min qira'atil Qur'an fi ghayri salah. Quran recitation read in the salah is better than Quran recitation read out of the salah. And wa qira'atul Qur'an fi ghayri salah, and the recitation of Quran Sharif out of salah, afdalu min tasbihi wa takbiri wa tasbih. So it's better, afdalu min at-tasbih wa takbir. And recitation of the Quran Sharif out of salah is better than tasbih and takbir. What tasbihu afdalu min as-sadaqa, and tasbih is better than sadaqa, charity. Wa sadaqatu afdalu min as-sawm, and sadaqa is better than fasting. Wa sawmu junnatun min an-nar, and fasting is what? It is a protection against the fire. Mulana Zakaria rahmatullahi mentioned the superiority of recitation of the Quran Sharif over dhikrullah is evident because Quran is the word of Allah, and as mentioned, the superiority of the word of Allah over the speech of others is like his superiority over his creation. And the superiority of dhikrullah over sadaqah has been stressed in other ahadith as well, but the superiority of sadaqah over sawm as given in this hadith seems contrary to that given in some other ahadith where sawm is said to be better than sadaqah. The difference is due to the variations in the type of people and their conditions of life. So this is how we come in and we reconcile the whole thing. See, sometimes a particular Sahabi needed more encouragement to do this. I know a person, he's very good in fasting. There is one, our brother Ammar, a revert, he just fasts. 95 days can go, he can fast. So fasting is easy for him. But then, I'm just giving you an example. So for him, fasting is easy. For another brother, fasting is not easy. Sadaqah is easy. So for that brother, what am I going to do? I'm going to encourage him to fast more because he's giving more sadaqah. So like this, it's based on the people, the person, and the conditions. That's how we reconcile all of this. According to this hadith, sawm comes last in the order of merit when sawm is protection against the fire of Jahannam. So this can be a question. So we can, when sawm is protection against the fire of hell, we can imagine numerous ahadith, numerous blessing of the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Meaning, sawm has such a benefit. What is the benefit then of the recitation of the Quran Sharif? The author of Ihya reports on the authority of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu that for every letter recited, there are 100 blessings for one who reads the Quran Sharif while standing in Salah, 50 blessings for one who reads it in the state of wudu outside of Salah, 10 blessings for one who reads it without wudu. That means without touching it from memory. From memory you're reciting. You can't read the Quran Sharif without wudu and you're touching the Quran Sharif. That's a different scenario. And one blessing for him who does not read himself but listens eagerly to the reader. So even in listening to the Quran Sharif, there is blessings for you. And sometimes in listening, there is more benefit because you don't know how to read. So you're listening to read, but better than that is to sit and learn the Quran Sharif. It is never ever too late. Carrying on with Makki Madani, right? So first we have to understand something. Who was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, faqih hadhi al-umma? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu was the faqih of this ummah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu mentions, this is narration is in Bukhari Sharif. If you go to hadith number 4999. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu mentions that Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu said, لا أزال أحبه سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu said, I will continue loving him. I heard Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, يقول خذوا القرآن من أربعة, that take Quran from four, من عبد الله بن مسعود وسالم ومعاذ وأبي بن كعب, that take Quran Sharif from four, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Salim radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh has placed this hadith under the chapter Babul Qurra'i min Ashabin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You look at another hadith, hadith 5000. And this hadith here has been mentioned, Haddathana Shaqiq ibn Salama. Shaqiq ibn Salama, he's mentioned, he's the narrator. Qal khatabana Abdullah. Hazrat Abdullah, when you see Abdullah in the hadith, it means Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu delivered a lecture to us. فقال, and he said, Wallahi, laqad akhadhtu min fi. He says, I took from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Laqad akhadhtu min fi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam bid'a wa sab'ina surah. I took 70 odd surahs from the beloved mouth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wallahi, laqad alima ashabu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam anni min a'lamihim bi kitabillah wa ma ana bi khayrihim. And then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu mentions that it came The knowledge came to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that I am the most knowledgeable with regards to the Quran Sharif, but wama ana bi khayrihim, but I'm not from the best of them. So here it is mentioned, and a statement has been mentioned here, that look, when it comes to Ashara Mubashara, Ashara Mubashara, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu's name is not there. So in terms of reality, definitely Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu is not better than Khulafai Rashideen. So you're speaking the truth. But this also fits in with his humility. That's what you have to say. And knowing more of the Quran Sharif, knowledge doesn't make a person better. It's that taqwa that is derived from it. It is that it. So this year, in other ahadith, you are finding that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had spoken of the benefits of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. But when it comes to the science of the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu was most knowledgeable according to this hadith. If you just skip a hadith and you go to hadith 5002, it is mentioned, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu has said, and this narration is on the authority of Masruq rahimullah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu had said, Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayruh. Wallah, he takes an oath. Walladhi la ilaha ghayruh. Upon that being, in there is no deity except him. Ma unzilat suratun min kitabillah. There was no surah that was revealed from Allah Azza wa Jal. There was no surah that was revealed from Allah Azza wa Jal's kitab. Illa ana a'lamu ayna unzilat, except that I knew exactly where it was revealed. Wala unzilat ayatu min kitabillah, and there was no verse revealed. Illa ana a'lamu fima an unzilat, except that I knew with regards to the background behind that verse. Walau a'lamu ahadan, and if I come to know of anyone, a'lamu minni bi kitabillah, that someone knows more than me in terms of the Quran Sharif, then tuballighu al-iblu, then the camels will reach him. La rakibtu ilayhi, and I will mount him. What does this mean? This means that if there was someone in this that knew more, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu would mount that camel to go and meet that honorable person. Why are we mentioning this hadith here? Because Makki Madani, Meccan Madanan. So why are we saying this here? Because when it comes to this knowledge, this science, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu was the most knowledgeable in terms of this year. A large number of verses of the Quran Sharif are shorter. When you look at the Meccan surahs, let's give you a quick, just few pointers. A large number of verses of the Meccan surahs are shorter, as is seen in the 30th part of the Quran Sharif, while the Madinan surahs, the Madinan surahs, they are much longer. The Meccan verses do not provide details about theological matters like the principles guiding the Salah and other modes of worship. These details are found mainly in the Madinan surahs of Madinan verses. In the Meccan ayahs, the teachings about Tawheed, unity, Tawheed, oneness of Allah, let's translate, Iman, faith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels, the last day, and the rewards and punishment are taught to the faithful. If you look at most of the surahs of the group of Mufassal, beginning with Surah Qaf, then these in the latter part of the Quran are Meccan. All surahs containing sajda, prostrations, these are Meccan. All verses beginning with the word Kalla are Meccan. All references to the hypocrites from the Madinan period except Surah Ankabut, verse 11, which is Meccan. All references to the hypocrites are from the Madinan period except for Surah Ankabut, verse 11, that is Meccan. All the 19 surahs with hurufi tahajji this year are Meccan except for Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. Most verses containing address, O you who believe, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of the book, these are all Medinan, while the dress of O people and O mankind are mostly Meccan. Every surah in which the word Kalla, meaning most certainly not, appears is a Makki surah. The word appears 33 times in 15 surahs, and all these verses occur in the second half of the Qur'an-i Kareem. Every surah that has a sajda is a Makki surah. So like this, there are many other steps, ways. Besides Surah Baqarah, every surah in which mention is made of the incident of Adam alayhi salam and Iblis is a Makki surah. Every surah in which permission for jihad is given or its laws are given is a Madani surah. Every verse where mention is made of the Munafiqeen is a Madani surah. In the Makki surahs, the words Ya Ayyuhan Nas, and in the Madani surahs, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. So Makki, you'll find Ya Ayyuhan Nas. Madani, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. This is normally for Madani. Makki surahs and verses are normally short, whereas Madani surahs and ayats, they are lengthy and detailed. In general, Makki surahs prove the oneness of Allah, Risalat, Akhirat, sketching of Hashar, Nashar, and instructing of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about patience, consolation, and the incidents of the previous nations. Makki surahs, decrees and rules have been kept to a minimum. In contrast, the Madani surahs outline the laws of sociality, the laws of jihad and battle and penal laws and divine obligations. When you look at the Makki surahs, emphasis, opposition to idol worshipping, Madani surahs highlights opposition to the people of the book and the Munafiqeen. The Makki surahs make extensive use of metaphors, similes, examples. On the contrary, the Madani verses are simple in style. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us hidayat, understanding. These were just pointers towards the Madani surahs. We've touched on Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, his knowledge, as well as who knew most of these verses. Who knew? He said there was no verse except that he knew exactly where it was revealed. No verse except that he knew the background behind it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.